Lessons from the Lev Parsa Shoftim. A hearty mazel tov to my dear son, to the entire Gansen Mishpacha, especially my wife, on the bar mitzvah of our son, Yonatan Roy. This Shabbos, Parsa Shoftim. Special shout out to Yonatan and the diligence that he's had in not only learning his Parsha and being Messiah and Mesechtois, and really having a Slavos should continue Mirtz Hashem for many years to come. The Slavos he has, wearing his tefillin, davening, learning. Instead of the normal Divrei Torah that we normally give related, of course, to the Parsha, as it will be right now, I want to speak a bit homiletically as Elul has approached us, as we are in Chodesh Elul, the 40-day challenge of reaching, as Rabbi Wild says, every day, making a slight change, looking at something that we can change, but in little ways will make all the difference in approaching the Rabbeinu Shalom, this Elul, that we're actually trying to make changes. Very beautiful interpretations this morning I heard from our Rav, Rav Bagna. Shlomo Zalman said that sometimes we get lost in all of the acronyms of the month, the Rosh Tevos of Anila Dodi Vodile, Molas Shem Talvechel Vavacha, Inul Yodov Samtechel, Ishleir Mataros Tevion, Vechulu Vechulu, and they're great and they're wonderful. But he says that we know that the names of the months were actually Goyisha names. They were brought from non Jewish sources. He says, but if you look in the Aramaic interpretation of what Elul is, it's very simple. Shlach Lecha Anoshim V'yatu Res Aretz. Says the Unklus, Shlach Lech Grim V'Aluluin. Aluluin is to seek out. And that's what we're doing in this month. We're seeking out. We're trying to find. And therefore, I think it's appropriate to speak a bit more homiletically about the first Pasuk and three different angles of things that we can change about ourselves in this month. Certainly, we know on the pshat level, we're talking about the importance, and this is something we could also work on even without a beis mikdashenu. Shotim v'shotim tein lecha, to recognize the fact that a Jew always goes to a Jewish court before a secular court, only goes to a secular court with a heter. And we don't complain, because we spoke about the shotim sheyeh b'yomim ahem. Yes, maybe we don't have batei dinim like a Rav Moshe Feinstein sitting on the beis din, or Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and the greats. But we have and have to believe in the importance of our batei dinim and the strongness of the way they have to be, and for us to recognize the importance of the shochim. And yes, tzedek tzedek tirdof. Certainly, on a non-homiletical level, we know how to judge every person favorably, and sometimes we are our own judges, which we'll learn out in one of the interpretations. The Baal Turim ask the question, what the connection is, as we often connect parshas. Last week's parsha, Parshas Re'eh, we have, of course, the parsha of the Mo'adim. And imagine the tremendous sight during the Mo'adim itself of everybody from every city and every town, every Shevet going up to Yerushalayim. We sit here now in Shevet Yehuda, in Beit Shemesh. Imagine the sight of everybody walking on Highway 38, some taking the back road, some taking Highway 1, all walking towards that goal of Yerushalayim HaKodesh, of being able to greet the Shechina, be able to see the Kohenim B'Avadosim, leave B'Duchanim. It's a bit hard to fathom that sight. But interestingly enough, Dafka during that time, the Rambam and Paskins and Hilchos Yontif, as well as the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yontif, as well as last halacha in Tav Kuf Chavtes, Chayavim based in La'amid Shotrim Biragolim, that during the Yom Tovim, it's important Shoftim B'Shotrim Titeim Lecha B'Shol Sharecha. Dafkub during Yontif, the based in has to make sure that there are officers, there are police officers. Shahayu mishotetim umechapsim beganot upardesim v'alanarot. And they would go deep and far and look in the fields and in the gardens and in the rivers and lakes. Shalo yikapsu, that people wouldn't go and get together with food. Anoshim v'noshim v'yavoy lidei aveira. We know, of course, separately, in Yoredeya, we have the halachas of making sure that there is no mixing of the sexes, whether it's the laws of Yichud or the laws of Kolisha, v'chulu v'chulu. And here, Dafka on Yontif, there was a police force that came out and made sure that there wasn't frivolity. Because v'yado yidei aveira, v'chein yizaharu b'davar zeh, l'chol ha'am, shol yit'arvu anashim v'nashim, v'bateyim, that they shouldn't, sometimes we take simcha, and I call it the gezeira shava. We say, ah, this is what makes me happy. And a person follows the halacha, and he has basar v'yayin, according to the Rambam's interpretation, and it makes him shikr a bit. But if he knows he's going to act inappropriately, so the gezeira shava isn't happiness, happiness. This also makes me happy. Basar v'yayin makes me happy, and so does talking to women. No. We don't need to look further than Pirkei Avos. Kal v'chomer, with other women, we shouldn't talk. V'lo yivshalchu b'yayin, shema yavog lidei aveira, eliyu kulam kedoshim. Has to be done for the right and appropriate reasons, and therefore it's quite clear that there would be an isser for a person to drink too much. There is an isser for a person to drink even a little bit if he knows by getting tipsy he might do the wrong thing. And here the Chafetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah tells us a person needs to be careful about this. V'yizaru b'ahem. Shnei be'emes davar hachiyuv tamid. This is a din always. But le'shizar limchois mi sheyesh liyado. But especially by regal, there's a kilkul yoiser. So Baal Turim asked this question, what's going on over here? There's a kilkul yoiser. I would think actually there's not a kilkul yoiser. I would think that dafka during this time, people are able to control themselves. But that's where the Yetzirah finds itself. Dafka, the Yetzirah finds itself during these sha'ot mututetes, these times where we're filled with kedusha. During these times, it's interesting because Rav Levenstein writes in his Sefer, and quoting the Baal HaTurim, but during the rest of the year, we're very busy people. Whether it's we're sitting and working, we're learning, people in the kolel, what happens? They come home and they're ayefim. They don't have time for aveiros. Right? Boredom is generally what causes aveiros. But when it's a chagat amoyed, when we have more time on hands, and in fact we have dinim, of course, when there are more times on our hands, we have more davening. Davening is longer. Kishe anashim lo oyvdim, when they're not working, so what's going to happen? When they're not in kolo, they have more time. And therefore, it could lead to a sakana. They're not using their time wisely. So these policemen remind them to do the right thing. What a beautiful interpretation. This is certainly something during the entire year we should work on, but it's certainly a point during Elul to have the shotim v'shotrim in our lives. Whether they're physical people who are able to help us, people who we ask to help us not to fall off the right path, whether it's filters on our phones, on our computers, our web chaver program, something that will help us in not watching, not wasting the time that we waste, not just seeing things that we shouldn't see, but spending hours on end, wasting our times on the internet. Certainly things that we could work on. And yes, dafka in times of kedusha, to make sure the kedusha is real, the kedusha is being done for the right and appropriate reasons. How important that is. And maybe that leads to message number two. Certainly in some ways it does. The Ben Ish Chai tells a tremendous story related to our first pasuk in our parsha of Shotim v'Shotim Tehem L'Chav Sharecha. Ma'isa Shahaya, there was a story, says the Ben Ish Chai, about a gonav. And he got the Gezar Din of Mavis. So when he went for the last opportunity to speak to the king, he says to the king, before you kill me, I want to teach you a patent. Nifla. I have a do-it-yourself YouTube video, how you, in one short film, can grow an eitz tapuchim, an apple tree, in just 10 short minutes. Stay tuned. Mitzuyan, says the Melech, before I kill you. Okay, sounds good. So the Ganav says, okay, I'm going to need a bunch of different things. So says the robber, you're going to have to get me, of course, some apple seeds. I'm going to need kinamon. I'm going to need ginger. I'm going to need cinnamon. I'm going to need all different types of things. He takes it, he mixes it together in a potion. Psh, everybody's impressed. He says, and now this tyroivis that I've made, all it has to be done now is put it into the earth and you will see nisim v'nefloyis. So he says, but there's one problem. Asul hachniso hatarovis la'adoma ta'asel yedei adam shepam gonav. It needs a completely sincere person who has never stolen his life, and of course I can't do it. So who could be mechabed at this event? Sar Otsar. Ah, he certainly has done nothing wrong. The Sar Otsar comes and he says, I want to, but I can't. What are you talking about? That's hitchilu gam game. She tachen. He says, you're not going to believe this. There was one time that I stole. You know, I'm the head of all the money. I'm the finance minister. I go, what do you want me to do? I'm not perfect. But you know who's perfect? The Sar Panim, the interior minister. The interior minister comes and he says, oh, yay, yay, why did you, you know, call me to the challenge? And he says, I can't do it either. Comes all the ministers, one by one. If it's here in Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be 32 of them. And the diaspora minister, and the minister of the water, and the minister, and nobody's able to say the Nanakanov. Who smiles, of course, the king. He says, I wish it could be me. But when I was a small child, I stole something from my father's house. I didn't have permission. Comes along the Ganav, and the Ganav says, Tireh, says the Ben Yishchai Aduni HaMelech, you see, my dear king, all of your ministers, kulchem ganavim, everybody stole once. Hitachein adavar, but I'm the one who's getting killed for this? Are you serious? Have some rachmanis on me. You all were once robbers too. So interesting that when it comes to you, nothing. But to me, the letter of the law, you must be killed. Says the Ben Ish Chai, this is the remez of our parsha, Shoftim v'shotim tem l'cha b'shol sharecha. Asher Hashem elokecha no say l'cha. I'm talking to you, l'shtecha. Ataba l'hakot mishu b'shevet. Kodin tabita al atzmecha. We quoted a few weeks ago a beautiful interpretation of the Machana of Polina, who said, you better be real careful if you're going to give tochacha to another person. Because you better know that that tochacha is being done because you love the person. So the Magen Avraham says, I'm gaspo. I'm doing this, I'm telling you this because I care so much about you. Because you're part of my nation, because there's an achdus here. Because it's an elul, and I want you to change. But am I doing it? Be careful. Am I doing it because I need the ganav to get mavis, because I know that I'm also a ganav? Am I shushing you in shul because I know I also have no kavana? Let's be careful. Let's be careful. This chodesh elam. Let's work on ourselves before we work on other people. And finally, a beautiful interpretation from the great Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky of blessed memory. Says Rabbi Twersky, it is purposeful that the pasuk says, "Shoftim v'shotim titein l'cha." You yourself, you're not the Beis Din. So clearly, it can't only be talking about establishing, because it's not you that's going to establish shoftim v'shotim. The words "you" and "yourself" are certainly texts that are done generally in the singular. And therefore, it must mean that it is not only a mitzvah ala tzibur, it's not only a communal mitzvah to establish a judicial system, but each individual has to develop an enforcing officer, a judge within himself. We all have an obligation, says Rabbi Tursky, to sit in judgment on our own actions. There are many laws, as our parsha will tell us, that regulate how a judge has to act. But first and foremost is the mitzvah, the issur of shochet. Regardless of how great the person is, how learned the person is, he must make sure that he is not perverting justice by taking a bribe. It's unimaginable. Even if the person says, I knew that he was anyway going to be guilty. I knew already he was going to be innocent. So therefore, I took a little money to make. No, you're not allowed to. We constantly make judgments in our own lives. Sometimes we ponder about whether to do something. Other times, we come to a conclusion to act a certain way without any deliberation. But in every case, we made a judgment. So therefore, we have to ask ourselves, was I bribed by this judgment, or was it done objectively? Because whenever there's a personal interest involved, there's a potential of shochet. It cannot be obstructed with this. One of the greatest of our Jewish psychologists, says Rabbi Tursky, you don't need a psychologist to tell you this. You don't need a psychologist to recognize the powerful impact of our personal desires as part of our reasoning process. It's common knowledge that when a person has a desire for something, he can produce many logical arguments that justify it. Such rationalizations are extremely common, and we have to internally be on guard, because these are the stumbling blocks. As the Torah tells us, personal desires literally blind a person's perception. And this we see, and some we don't want to see, lead us astray from what actually is the truth. Rabbi Yisrael Salant, the great sage of Musar, said that one must be cautious not to be bribed by a mitzvah. Sometimes we pursue the performance of a mitzvah at all costs. We justify it. It doesn't matter who gets in the way of it. He may be dishonest, inconsiderate of others, to achieve a goal which he calls a mitzvah, not caring for the transgressions he might have done that led the way to this. And therefore, he must recognize that sometimes he acts improperly and he has to do tshuva for these moments. Rabbi Yisrael Salant interprets the Perek and Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah, that tells us that a controversy which is for the sake of the glory of Hashem will persist. Talk about machlokes Hashem Shemayim, lo Hashem Shemayim. Arguments can be so easily resolved because one of the other sides may yield and say, Kavod Hashem. It's less likely to be resolved when somebody says that. For the honor of Hashem. It's for the principle. Not because I don't care. I don't personally care. How could a person escape the risk of being misled by personal interests? Chachamim tell us in the Gemara Kenei lecha chaver. But most importantly, you need to have asei lecha rav. Asei lecha rav, kenei lecha chaver. You need people who are going to give you objective opinions of what you're doing, who's right or wrong. Yes, famously, as my mother taught me the great interpretation, an ezer kenegdoi. It's an ezer. Your wife is one that is tied to the yin and the yang, but kenegdo. And sometimes she has to say, you're not doing this for the right reasons. She's your shayftim v'shayftim tem lecha b'chol sha'arecha. What an awesome interpretation as we lead to Chodesh Elul. That everything I do this year, was it for the right reason? Even the things that look like mitzvah points, that look like things that should go on that scale that's going to tip it over, was it done for the right reason? The person who sits outside in his sukkah and has a kumzitz at 2 o'clock in the morning and nobody in their sukkahs can sleep. But it was a kumzitz. It was for the sake of a mitzvah. Let's not discuss the mincha ma'arevs during COVID that may have hurt people. This is what we're talking about. So let's review again our three interpretations and three things we could work on during this all-important chodesh. We spoke about the connection with the end of Parsha, the Parsha's Re'eh, that dafka, when we're doing the greatest of all mitzvahs, when we're involved in a mitzvah, is when the Yetzirah can get to us, and we need Shoftim v'Shochim to control us and make sure that we're doing things for the right reasons, and we don't get too happy, because happening could lead us to a very negative outcome. Many of the reasons why there's a Bahab after Pesach, it's fast days after Sukkot, people got too happy. They need to do tshuva for that. How careful do we have to be on Purim of this? We spoke about the Ben Ish Chai's beautiful idea. When we're judging other people, are we judging them favorably? Are we giving Musar out to people? Because that's really looking into ourselves. Are we all Ganavim and we call him a Ganav, but we know we're really Ganavim? How much we can work on that during this season? And finally, Rabbi Tursky's beautiful idea, the psychological idea of sending shoftim v'shochim, of not bribing ourselves to thinking that what we're doing is justified. It's okay. It's justified stealing. It's justified lashon hara. Are we doing mitzvahs and holding the mitzvah hostage when it's not really the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When we be zoiche, as Rav Shlomo Zalman, we started with, El will be a time when we're going out and seeking for the right reasons, unlike the Meraglim, who of course exactly was this idea. They thought it was a l'shem mitzvah, but their eyesight was unfortunately masked because they were doing it for the wrong reasons. They didn't want to lose their positions. Let us go out and seek and want to change. Maybe these three ways will be one of those great ways, and we should be zeicher. Amen.